Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black with the Good News Show, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today is going to be a very exciting day. We have some fabulous guests. We have Stacy Cohen, who is an internationally known living foods chef and a certified teacher. We also have Lisa Kahn, who's going to touch base with us. She is a lifestyle manager and the owner of Organizing Solutions. She brings peace, well-being, and satisfaction of living an organized home and business life. So I want you to stay tuned. We will have them on in around 20 minutes. At 6:20, we should have Lisa Kahn dialing in. I am Patty Black bringing the Good News Show, and we are in the middle of a series called Living a Healthy Lifestyle. Today is the fifth week. We have been talking about healthy relationship tips, and I am on air with my co-host, Sherry. Are you with us?
I am here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's so nice to be here and talking from beautiful, sunny Florida. And we are going to be taking a little two-week hiatus in, not next week, but the next week, 2 weeks after that. We're going to be going to Mexico, to Puerto Vallarta, and we're going to bring back a lot of great information while we're there. We're going to take some great pictures, put it on our website, and keep you posted on what our agenda is there. I want to thank everybody for the emails that you've been sending us. I'm also going to ask that you email me about this show that we're doing on healthy relationships. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your questions are. I would really love to know that. You know, I say if you want things that you have never had, you have to do things that you have never done. And that's also with relationships. Some of the things that I wanted to talk about in our series here is spirituality. We talked about harmony in a relationship, self-discovery, getting to know yourself and who you are, and what are your goals, and fulfillment, and growth, and love, and success, and happiness, and gratitude. So that just had brought me to starting our little talks on healthy relationships, because that's one of the keys in living a healthy lifestyle is how are your relationships healthy, your love relationships, your friendships, your work-related coworkers, how healthy is that? So,
well, there's a variety of relationships in life, from the person you're in love with to your neighbor who you're just being kind to. So I think it's really great that you're bringing all of these tips to us, and it's really interesting when you say if you want different things in your life that you need to do things you've never done, that's like what people call stepping out of the box, and it takes some creativity and some courage, and I think that's great. So let's go on with the series.
Okay, that's true. So last week we talked a little bit about, you know, being yourself always and knowing what your intentions are behind your words. Just to reiterate a little bit about that is, you know, we said, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have intentions behind your words, and always be yourself. When you're, you know, getting to know who you are, what your likes, dislikes, what your character defects are, your assets, your liabilities, all the things that who you are, bring that out, you know, share that with your partner. I was also saying that, you know, accept them as they are. That's what, you know, that's not easy all the time because, you know, you want to think that you can change people, but we cannot change people. We can only change ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see that there's something that we think we need to change, we have to take a look at ourselves and go, all right, well, how is this working for me, and what do I need to do to make things a little better, or to just sometimes in the little action that you do that would be different than what you normally would do will also change the other person, because then they're going to react in a different way. So we're responsible for our actions. We cannot control people, places, and things, and we have no control over that, but we do have control over our thoughts. our emotions and our actions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to be able to take a look at, you know, where we're coming from and be responsible, take responsibility for yourself, your actions, and exactly how you're handling situations in your life, whether it's with a coworker,
mm-hmm.
or a family member or a relationship.
That's exactly right, Sherry. And I find that if you are feeling irritable or feeling annoyed or just displeased in something, those feelings are like red flags. When you feel that, stop and remember that you are powerless over the other person. And so if you acknowledge that you have those feelings and you know they're red signs to that you need to stop and think and maybe change the perspective or rethink the situation or look at your reaction to somebody else's actions, you first of all, you learn about yourself, and secondly, it can help you maybe change the whole feeling to a point. Once you acknowledge it, you start feeling better.
Very true. Acknowledging and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a key to everything, actually. You know, if you acknowledge the situations in your life, whether they're good or they're bad, and then you accept it, you can let go and you can allow it to happen. You can flow through the situation in a different way than you normally would if you're putting up resistance.
Right, and that doesn't mean accepting it without considering your own boundaries and your own values. So it's not just accept everything. You learn about yourself and your values, so and then you accept yourself, too, while you're doing that.
Very true, Patty. And one of the other things I wanted to talk about is communicating your wants and your needs to your partner.
Mm.
How important is that?
That's
because
important.
You know, if you keep that to yourself, the only one that's going to really know about it is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that we need to share. We need to be open and honest and be able to really to come from our core, come from our heart, and open up to who we are and what are our needs and our wants. If our needs and wants are not being satisfied or fulfilled, we tend to go into that feeling of lack and it's not enough and displeased and resentment and you know, nobody to blame but ourselves, because we really haven't communicated what our needs and our wants are, because our partners, our coworkers, our friends are not mind readers, unfortunately, and we have to be able to to come to the forefront and say, you know, this is who I am, this is what I need. And you know what happens sometimes when we tell people or our coworkers what we need, we usually get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we go, wow, that was easy. I should have done that a long time ago.
Right. And I know that, you know, it's easy to tell your best friend what you're going through. And what I, you know, when somebody starts confiding in me and telling me that their needs are not being met, you know, I ask them, well, did you talk to the person? You know, you're talking to me. Did you talk to the person? And it's just important to open that line of communication and do it gently if it's a delicate situation that you need to talk about.
True, which leads us to what I wanted to talk to you also about, and is my lover a good friend?
Mm.
You know, lovers can and should be our friends. But how do we know if your lover really is a good friend to you?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to just go into this a little bit in our little next part of our segment.
Okay. That's a great place to stop so that I can invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can call us at 347-324-5983. It's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email. Send it to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod through iTunes. You can also download it into your car. So if you need to learn more about that, go to the website, goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Oh, I love when you say that, Patty. Well, let's see. We can review, like, our best friends in our life. Let's, you know, review who our best friends are and review the relationship that we have with our best friends, whether it's a male or a female. And how would we describe them? What are their qualities?
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, it's open and honest and supportive, caring, compassionate, close, loyal, makes me feel like I'm part of the family, you know, wants the best for me and likes to do things and spend time together, stands up for me. You know, mm-hmm. does a lover measure up to your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, write in and let us know what your feelings are about this. I really would like to know. The bottom line message here is, should we impose the same standards of friendship on our lovers as we would our friends? And I'm always surprised when people accept behaviors from lovers that they would never tolerate from a friend. You know, we hear complaints like, you know, they're always late, they never call, they never pay attention when I talk, but I'm still in love anyway. And I go, well, why?
That's a good point. I know that if your companion or lover or spouse is your best friend, it leads to a healthier lifestyle. It leads to happiness. You're secure not only in your vows, but you're secure in the friendship within your relationship. And why not spend your life with your best friend, you know?
It's true. It is said here that men and women who can maintain friendships with people of the opposite sex are often better candidates for healthy love relationships, since the ability to trust someone of the opposite sex is essential for cultivating lasting love. A man who has never had a platonic relationship with a woman may have a hard time relating to women emotionally or allowing themselves to get close, and may even see women only as sex objects. But beware, a man who has many female friends but has never made a love commitment may not be able to see women as a friend and a lover. And the same is true for women with having many male buddies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things about, you know, seeing if our partner is friendship quality is, is my lover reliable, and, you know, do they say and keep the promises that they keep, that they're going to say? Is my lover true? Are they there for me in the good times and the bad times? Does my lover and I share both laughter and tears? How important is that? You know, is my lover honest with me? And does my lover treat me with courtesy and respect when we're not making love?
Mm-hmm. And these things, Sherry, are like through the constant through life, or of course it can't be every single minute, and in some cases it is. And but, you know, it can't be, the expectation of having that constantly should not be there. It should be there most of the time, like 95% of the time. And I really liked what you said about the relationship with the friendship between a man and a woman, and I think that also extends to different types of relationships, not only the heterosexual situation. It's really two people together who are bonding. And the courteousness between those two people is very important for having a healthy and loving relationship. Also, the relationship in family. My mother is my best friend. I know that I can call and say anything from acting out of control and upset and crying to just so happy and joyful, and she'll be there with open arms to receive me, whichever extreme I'm feeling. So I think this is a really a good topic. Let's hear more, Sherry.
Well, it's true. You know, building our relationships with our family is so important. I mean, you hear some people talking that they never haven't seen their mother, their father in years, maybe. It's that connection to be able to go back to revisit it sometimes, you know, make the amends that you need to make. Life is too short to have bad relationships with people, with family, with lovers. I'm big on that. You know, we talk about it. Life is too short for a lot of things. It's too short for a bad cup of coffee. We're clear on that.
Which is easy to fix. Make another pot.
Just a host of different things that we keep bringing up daily because, you know, we want to have the quality of our life, you know, get up and be 100% present in our life, find the joy, be happy. You know, there are so many things that people dwell on that are so unimportant in the scheme of things when you really think about the important things to be upset about in life, you know, or what you're going through. How bad is it, you know? I always talk about gratitude, and this is just a little segue to that because gratitude is the key. When you're in gratefulness, you don't have time to be, jealous, resentful, angry. You take yourself from that place and you look at, wow, you know, things are really good. Today, this moment, I have everything that I need. And with a grateful heart, you open up, you're able to really accept and be there for other people in a whole different way. Gratitude makes what you don't think you have into enough.
Say that again.
Gratitude makes what you don't think you have into enough.
That's powerful.
It is. And if we, you know, we're grateful for the little things and we live in that attitude of gratitude, it's amazing, but things do open up in a whole different way. And then we see ourselves getting the things that, you know, we attract in a different way. Attitude of gratitude, you attract more of the good things. And being in that place really puts you in a state of abundance and happiness and gratefulness.
Well, that's well put, Sherry. I love all of the information you bring to the show, and I do think we have our caller calling in. So
want to say what our mantra is
I was going to ask.
Live simply. Love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. If we do that every day, life is good.
That's great. Thank you, Sherry. I know you have a lot more to share with our listeners. I'm looking forward to our next discussion next week.
Next week, we'll be doing a little bit more on healthy relationships.
Okay, so let's bring the caller in. We should have Lisa Kahn. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning,
Hi.
Lisa.
Listeners, we have Lisa Kahn on the line. She is a lifestyle manager and owner of Organizing Solutions. She brings peace, well-being, and satisfaction of living an organized home and business life.
Our listeners need to hear more about this, Lisa. This sounds good.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well,
tell us a little.
It was, I guess it was a couple of years ago. I was one of these executives in a company, and they had downsized and let myself and several other executives go, and I was faced with the situation, now what? You know, I had thought I had found my dream job, and for the first time in my life, I'm saying to myself, what do I really want to do? So I try to gather up some of the things I love, which is organizing and also a good sense of business, and created organizing solutions.
Hmm. So tell us a little bit about how does that work?
Well, basically, I go into people's homes and businesses and help them with anything that needs to be organized, whether it's a garage or a closet or kitchen or kids' playroom, anything in the home. Plus, with businesses, I organize their offices and their files, and also do some business administration duties where I can create policies and programs or do marketing. But it's really two aspects of the business, the first part being for the home, where I also do some, you know, office help for the home too. And I basically call upon my clients and I meet with them and we have a series of questions that I give them to get to know them and their needs and what works for them. And it's one thing, you know, you can go into somebody's home or business and organize things, but it's another thing to set things up so that it works for the client and they can maintain the organization.
Right. That's the key thing is, though, once you've already done it, then how do they maintain that?
Yeah, it's really a matter of just making things as easy as possible and work with the client to make sure that you're working within how their brain works.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask you a little bit about what is your price rating? How do you go about figuring out how to do that?
Well, things can be done either on an hourly basis or by project. So it really varies. Some of my clients, we do work together every week, and I could go into their homes, and you know, we could do it on a, as I said, hourly or by project. So it varies depending on what their needs are and the time involved.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what is your hourly?
It ranges really. It's It starts at $45 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty reasonable.
It is, because it sounds like you transform people's lives.
Well, you know, we have so little control over things in our lives these days, and you can exercise the little control that we do have in our lives over the spaces or your environment. And there is nothing like knowing that things are in order. It gives you a sense of well-being, and it can set you, you know, it gives you the foundation to be able to handle the rest of the things in the world that we have to deal with. It's sort of a building block for well-being.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because when you're living in clutter, you're walking out and you're living in clutter. It creates clutter in your life, clutter in your mind. And it's a whole different experience to having to wake up and everything's in its place and you have a free mind and you're able to go about business in a more constructive, peaceful way.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes when I have a rough day, I can go and look inside a closet and see that it's all organized, and it gives me sort of a peace of mind to know that, you know, I have a good foundation here in my home where things are organized, and it makes life a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times, you know, many of my clients are very organized people, but what happens is that they get tied up with their obligations either at work or with the family, and those things never get done. So it's really, they could do it themselves, but they just never seem to find the time, and it's always that thing on the to-do list that doesn't seem to go away. And you can bring in, you know, someone like myself, and it frees up your time. First of all, you get that item off your to-do list, and that's freeing in itself. And then you can spend more time with your family or to do the things that you actually enjoy that brings balance and harmony into your life.
I love writing a to-do list. That makes my day. I love being able to cross out all the things that I'm able to do in that day. And if I don't finish it, I'll pass it on to the next day. But it's such a good feeling to, like, to know that, you know, you've got all these things. Anyway, I've got to get it out of my head onto paper. I'm, like, really big. I talk to our listeners all the time about write everything down, you know, writing your gratitude list, write down your goals, write down your list. It's, like, such a freeing feeling to have it down on paper.
Mm-hmm. Love a list.
There's nothing like a list. But it's true, there's some people, you know, that they just, it seems like the big elephant in the middle of the room kind of thing. I am not going to go into this closet and tackle it, you know. And why, like, sometimes we just can't go in and do it ourselves, but you, someone like you could come in and just get that started. That first thing, you know, to get started, it flows.
Yes, and it seems like sort of an overwhelming task when you're staring at it, but it's really, it doesn't require a lot of time, just a little focus. And, you know, after meeting with my client and really determining what their needs are, how they work, you know, what they want to get organized, what isn't working for them and what's frustrating for them, we're able to put a plan together quickly and easily, and as I said, something that they can maintain, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one part of the business. And then with all this business experience I've had over the years, and I love business, especially sales and marketing, I'm able to help some small companies here in the Miami area and anything that they need. You know, many people now, especially when you're starting out in the company, you don't want to bring somebody in full time. So I can come in and do everything from QuickBooks to creating spreadsheets or data entry or setting up systems in your office too. So it's been a nice combination of not only interacting with people and making their lives a little bit better, but also helping these wonderful small companies that are here in Miami to, you know, move forward and make an actual business.
Well, that sounds great. And how can our listeners find you?
Well, again, my name is Lisa Kahn. And the name of my company is Organizing Solutions, and I spell that SOULUTIONS. And my email address is organizingsoul@bellsouth.net. And my phone number is 786-246-3759.
Okay, repeat that number one more time.
786-246-3759.
Okay. And do you have a website at this time?
No, it's under construction, but I'll be sure to let you guys know just as soon as it's up.
Okay, listeners. So if you're looking for Lisa Kahn, you, at this time, don't look for a website. Just go through the direct contact information. And Lisa, we would like to thank you for joining us today. I think what you offer is fabulous, and it can really help people. It can reduce their stress and just lead them on their way to a healthier lifestyle. So we want to thank you for being on our show.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. And we wish you a great day and a great week. And let us know if you've heard from some of our listeners. We do hope that people are listening and jotting down your number, and we'll give you a call.
Thanks so much, and have a great week.
Okay, Lisa. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I think what she offers can really help people. Just think of the frustration you go through if you lose your keys, and you're going through all the couches and looking in your purse and looking in the bathroom and looking everywhere in the house, and you can't find your keys. And just something as simple as that, knowing where they belong and have an organization in your home and extend it to feng shui, and, you know, it really frees up your life. I just think that's fabulous. So listeners, get in touch with Lisa Kahn.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for our next guest to call in.
I think that we have a little bit more we can go into about before while we're waiting. You want me to just go into
sure.
a little bit more of what our relationship
Give it to us.
Okay, because we want to be able to accept people as they are. With their good qualities, their bad qualities, and we've got our guests on, right?
That's right. Let's see if we can bring Stacey Cohen on.
Hi there. I'm with
good
you.
Morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning,
Good
morning,
Stacey.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your past, where you come from.
Okay. Well, what I do now is I have a business called Healthful Choices, and that is about raw and living foods, and yet it's also about helping people to transition or to help their bodies to be able to assimilate and use whatever they are eating in a more proper way. And so a little bit about my background is I did grow up in a family with a restaurant. We could eat any amount of food at any time and as much as we liked.
Mm.
And I learned to really not like food. So I had my favorites, and I would eat one food for a long, long time till I didn't like it anymore.
Oh.
So I was already very different. And I didn't eat the usual foods. My main diet growing up was pickles and macaroni and cheese.
Wow. That's yeah. different.
There weren't too many things I liked. And yet, you know, I ate the meat and the usual diet. And I was never quite well enough. Headaches, earaches, sore throats, a lot of the usual childhood illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know at the time how low my energy level was. Later on, became very sick working at an electronics plant, and I ended up with lead poisoning. That was from breathing lead fumes from an open solder pot.
Oh.
And so I went through a horrible time. And lots of times I said, I want to die. And at one point I started to plan out my death. It was just not worth living, even if they told me that in 2 hours there would be a cure. And they told me that the nerves were damaged, they would never come back, that my heart, my liver, my kidneys were all failing. And I had to make a change, number one, starting with the food. Because definitely what we put in our bodies is how we think, live, and act. And so I had to learn to eat my vegetables, and I had to stop eating meats and other processed foods because my body just wasn't using them properly. And so for most of us, we just continue to eat those foods, and we don't realize how tired we really are, how asleep we really are to what is really out there in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to eliminate things from my diet, and that was a bit stressful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I really had to learn, and this is what I love to do, is help people transition, is to just find better choices and maybe not take anything away from your diet just yet. Just start adding things that are better.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, the chemistry of the body will change. And so
changing
really,
the palate.
Yes.
Changing
yes,
our palate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And we have an acid-alkaline balance in the body, just like, you know, when you're in junior high school, you learn about acid and alkaline bases. And so we should be about 80% alkaline and 20% acid. Most of us are just the opposite, and that is why we're more prone to disease and illnesses in the body. So it's like battery acid is very close. Coca-Cola or any soft drinks
mm-hmm.
are very close on the pH scale to battery acid. and we wouldn't think of licking the battery going
right,
to the car. You
know, right, yeah, people
trusted material.
Sodas. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So, and I'm sure we've all heard of the dangers of that and, you know, how corrosive it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I began a journey of healing, and in the first year I had 47 doctors, and they were not able to tell me what was happening and what to do about it. And I finally found a couple that were really good and said, how do you feel and what do you need? And so I began to really get in touch with my body. And rather than just stuff these things in that we think just keep us alive, I really began to feel what a difference everything that I put in my body was doing. So I became very sensitive to everything around me. And a lot of people said, well, I wouldn't want to be that way. And I said, well, this is a choice, you know. And, well, in one sense, it wasn't a choice. It was do or die at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Right.
And yet it's really a choice in how we look at things and what we choose. So when people still say to me, oh, you can't eat that, I said, I can eat whatever I want. I choose to. And so it's the difference between just surviving and really thriving. And that's really what raw foods have done for me. So in 20 years of going through 3 weeks of just hell, and I was pretty much confined to a chair most of that time, and I was paralyzed on the right side of my body. After about 20 years, I met somebody that had done some work in iridology, and we began to do a raw food diet. So we did that for a week, and I felt great and began to cleanse. And we decided to continue, let's just week by week. Let's take it one more week. And after a month, we treated ourselves with some regular cooked food, and we felt horrible. It did not taste the same because, like you say, our palate had changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we just felt sluggish. We felt almost drunk from the food every time we would treat ourselves. It was not a treat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So after it took about 9 months for me to transition into the food, and everybody is a little different whether they want to go cold turkey or the transition period for them. And it was the one thing that really made a difference in my life. It gave me the will to really live and to look at doing a number of different other modalities to go further with my health where I had given up years ago. So the doctors told me that the nerves would never regenerate through my arm. And finally one day I said, no, that's not right. I'm in charge here and I can do this. So it was for me a lot of cleansing and fasting and eating the raw foods. And that sped up the process for me. And within about a year's time, I didn't have the pain I was having. And even now, 12 years later, I've been doing raw foods for 12 years, and I've been a vegetarian for 29 years. And I just 2 years ago started to become a yoga instructor and, you know, can stand on my head and use my arm and have full use of everything. And life is just amazing being raw.
Mm, wow. And tell us a little bit about juicing.
Yeah, juicing.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's amazing. For most people, they get very scared when they think of not eating food. So I tend to like to do a water fast, and yet for most people, I would put them on juices. The reason being is that they still have their nutrients, so it's not really a fast. It is about getting the most dense nutrition in the body at that time, and you're able to do green juices, which give you all your minerals. I've seen people change from gray hair. I've seen it darken again. I've seen amazing healing go on. Because you're not having the fiber in the juices. You can choose to do some with fiber if you do it in a blender. But if you use a regular juicer, that will take the fiber out, and you're giving your stomach a break. You're giving your intestines a break. We're always used to being so full and having so much dense food in our belly that this way it goes right through and gets absorbed into the cellular material and goes through the body and can really do some amazing work.
Tell me, what do you think about watermelon juicing as a fasting or fruit juices? Are they too sugary to use, or is that
when
help?
It does help. We need some of the sugars for brain function and for energy in our body. And I ask people to water down their fruit juices. Sometimes even so with the vegetable juices.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't sit down and eat a full head of lettuce or just a full bunch of spinach and all the extra, celery. I put in celery and cucumber and a little bit of parsley, and I wouldn't eat that much food in one sitting. So
mm-hmm.
to drink all that, it can be a shock to the body,
mm-hmm.
and we get a lot of cleansing that starts happening. So any, and especially the fruit juices, they're very concentrated in the sugars, and that can be very hard on the pancreas. And so definitely water those juices down.
Mm. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And
are you a big believer in wheatgrass?
I do wheatgrass off and on. I think it's amazing. And there was a story by, we call him the father of raw foods, Victoris Kolvinskis.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with Ann Wigmore way back when she began in Boston.
Right. Let Juicer Be Your Drugstore.
Yeah.
You remember that book? Right.
Right. And he did Survival into the 21st Century.
Right.
Yes. So he was telling us that he had hit his thumb. He was doing some maintenance around the Hippocrates Institute when it first began with Ann Wigmore. And he hit his thumb really hard with a hammer. And, you know, that throbbing that you get. And he went back into his room, and he had some wheatgrass made, and he put his thumb in there, and it stopped the pain.
Wow.
And then later that evening, he got a bit of that throbbing again, and he pulled out some wheatgrass, made some juice. He said he put his thumb in there. He never had a pain again from that thumb. So, you know, inside or outside, it's amazing what it does to your skin and just the cleansing inside. So sometimes I use it as a rinse on my hair, you know, get it into the scalp. I'll rub some onto my body, and I drink it.
Mm-hmm. So is drinking that every day would be recommended?
It would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I like to vary my greens, and so I do a number of them. There's also chlorella. There's a number of different greens on the market. There's Alyssa Cohen has a wonderful green food product, and I just like to vary them because they all have different balances. Some have the seaweeds in it, some have the probiotics, and they're just amazing for, number one, your energy level, which doesn't spike it like coffee or a lot of these other drinks out there,
mm-hmm.
but it just gives you this beautiful balance, and you just, as your day goes on, when I'm doing things like that, I just realize, like, wow, I made it through the whole day. I wasn't even tired, and I just feel amazing. It gives you just this beautiful sense of yourself, and just it just balances everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the E3 live algae. Algae being the first food on the planet that we had, and it has your proteins, your aminos, just everything. It's an amazing food, any of the green foods.
And are these at health food stores? Where do you get those?
Well, on my website, you can go into the links and click on to the E3 Live website and learn about that. And then also there's a link on there to Alyssa Cohen, and she has some wonderful products. She has her green foods on there. If people know of David Wolf, who's very big in the raw food world, he really helped to get this movement going across the world. Alyssa's blend is quite like his. And so there's a number of people that I would say go online and find the raw foodist and get the products from them.
Uh-huh.
The reason being is that they're very minimally processed, if at all, and so the body uses them much better. They burn much cleaner, and you really don't have to have your organs really taxed and using up a lot of their vital life force to be using these products.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, would it be safe to say that when somebody hears the term green foods, that it's any food that is green in color? Or is that a term for a combination of things like chlorophyll and algae?
Well, they're all under that heading. So some have a special name for their product, or some just do call it green foods. That's because it does have the alfalfa, the barley grass, the wheat grass, and spirulinas and chlorella and algaes and all those type of things. So we do call it green food because they are green.
Okay.
And how do you use that, in a water or in a blender?
Some of them you're able to just put into the water, and you're able to just mix it up. Most of them don't need a blender.
Okay.
So you can just, you know, put it in a shaker jar, and you can just mix that right up by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're making a shake, you can add it to your shake?
Yes. They're good with just water, or they're great with fruit juices.
Mm-hmm. With fruit juices, too. Okay.
Right.
There's
right.
also products that are referred to as oxygen products. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. I love using the oxygen products because they are just, you know, we need oxygen every day. We just breathe the air. So it's something that's very natural to us. And so I have an oxygen cleanse that is even safe for pregnant and nursing women. So right there, that tells you how wonderful it is. Oxygen, just, you know, the breath of life. And so it's a magnesium oxide that you take in a powdered form. You put it in a little bit of water, and then you drink that down. Afterwards, you take a little bit of lemon or a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and this breaks the magnesium and oxygen bond. Sometimes you can feel like you have little bubbles all through the system, and you just feel it head to toe. You know that it's gone through your cells, and you then also have released the magnesium. And that goes into the organs and strengthens them. It's like the heart needs 18 times more oxygen, more magnesium than any organ in the body. And so it's just balancing all around. This is to cleanse the whole intestinal tract. And yet being the oxygen and going through your body, it gets into the cells, goes, you know, right through the bloodstream and cellular material, and it starts cleaning up particles and just these free radicals that are all throughout the body. And they also cause a flushing in the body. So anytime somebody is going to do a cleanse, I've seen so many times these liver and kidney cleanses. If you're already backed up, if our intestinal tract is full, which most of us are, so where can this material go? It goes into a polluted stream. It sits there because nothing's moving, and it gets reabsorbed into the bloodstream and into the cellular material, just like we think of secondhand smoke. And so we really need to open up these channels first so that all the organs then can get rid of what they also hold. And so I find it the best way to do. It'll take out bacterias, some viral, and also funguses. and some parasites. So it's
you would do the oxygen cleanse first before you do any other cleanses.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think, unless you have something major going on with liver and gallbladder and kidneys, and unless, you know, your doctor specifically says there's, you know, some major issues in those organs, if you're just wanting a cleanse, the oxygen will do that too. I don't think you need to go with these heavy, oily cleanses that they say for liver and gallbladder. A lot of people get clogged up with that. And I find that doing the Colasan, the oxygen product, it also, that channel is open once the intestines are clear and you keep taking it, that oxygen is going to feed the liver. The cells are then able to talk to each other. It's like when you have a light on the Christmas tree and the one bulb is out, then the bottom, the lower half, anything past that light doesn't light up. So with the oxygen, it connects those signals. Everything's now going to be able to cleanse. So you can spend hundreds of dollars on some of these cleanses out there, and there's a lot of wonderful cleanses. But this is a $30 product that can last you for 6 months. You can do a couple of major cleanses during the year, and you can have enough just in between when you just don't feel like your body's running correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have a number of other products with that company, and there's some for just putting drops in your water to get more oxygen into the system. Those won't cause the cleansing flushing action. They will just revitalize and give energy.
When you're doing that cleanse, are you doing it with food also, or just with the oxygen and juicing or water?
That is the beauty of this cleanse, is you can continue your daily routine. You can eat just like you always do, and yet probably you won't feel like eating as much, and there'll be some things that you're just, you would look at and just go, ooh, that's just not going to sit well. I had a friend doing the cleanse and ate a big piece of cheese, and there's so much mold on cheese, even that, and bacteria that we don't see, and he was ill.
Oh.
Stacy, just speaking about cheese, is there any alternative to cheese? That's a big one when I talk to people. It's a big one to get off of. It was big for me when I transitioned from not eating cheese. I definitely miss it, but are there any alternatives to vegan cheese would you recommend, or anything?
Well, yeah, the cheese is a big thing. I think we've all grown up on that. Like I said, my diet was macaroni and cheese.
Right.
I even got to take the bowl, the special macaroni and cheese bowl, when I left home. So there are a number of different raw food cheese, and they're all made with nuts and seeds. We can use cashews and Brazil nuts and pine nuts. And we have amazing creamy textured cheese, cheddar cheese, ricotta cheese.
So is that making it yourself, or is that sold in stores, on your website?
I don't know anybody making it in stores, and so it is just handmade. You know, there's a lot of raw foodists that do their own cheese. It's done in a blender. It's very simple. And then we can also do a hard cheese. We can do a block of cheese. It's not going to be quite like a solid cheddar cheese like you would think of slicing. But I've done them, and I've put the pesto in it and had, you know, a line of pesto and then some peas and then sun-dried tomatoes on top, like those little cheese torts that you can buy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
So there's, there's wonderful things to do. I've made lasagna. We use zucchini for the noodles. And we cut them very wide, marinate them with a little oil and lemon juice and Italian herbs, and then make our cheese sauce with cashews. And I put a little either coconut water or orange juice and a touch of curry and some dill. And then marinara sauce for it is just, how easy is this? Sun-dried tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, a little basil, and a little garlic.
That's great. Maybe
We'd love to have you come on one time and just talk about recipes and different ways of cooking things. I think that would be great for everybody to hear.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And from what I understand, you studied the Eastern and Western dietary healing philosophies, so you've incorporated that into your food preparation.
Yes, yes. I looked into, through my healing, I looked into Ayurvedic and also Chinese traditions. I went for a lot of acupuncture. So the raw food is a little different than what you're going to hear out there. I, in the beginning, talking to even medical people, and people said, oh, don't do that. Especially the Chinese medicine told me, don't do that. It's going to be the hardest thing for your system, and it's going to be disruptive. Mm-hmm. And it was the first thing in 20 years that brought me relief and brought healing to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wondering. Oh, go ahead.
I also love the diet because it just really puts us in touch with who we truly are and really walking gently on this planet. I hardly have any trash. All my food comes with its natural wrapper, the fruits or veggies, and that can be composted. Mm-hmm. And other than, a couple paper products that we have to buy, I really don't have any trash.
It's almost like reconnecting with nature, and we are part of nature.
We have
about 4 minutes left, and I'd like for you to touch upon infrared sauna. And
yes.
I'd also like to for you to give our listeners your contact information.
Okay. I'll give the contact information right now, I guess.
Okay.
I have a website. It's www.stacycohen.com. That's StaciCohen. And
okay.
You can reach me there. It has my phone number and anything else you need there. And the infrared sauna. Being raw foodist, you know, talking about the food is amazing. And that gets me excited too, all the food. So I'd love to do that another time. Pizza and enchilada and cakes and pies and everything. Everything you eat now, we just don't cook it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not limited. And so things like using the infrared sauna, these oxygen products, can just help. They're just an added bonus here. The infrared sauna is so much different than a regular sauna because regular sauna is just heat, whereas this actually vibrates the water molecules in your body, and that causes everything to break into small clusters and then release toxins. So for me, having lead poisoning, it really helped to move the lead out of my body. It takes metals out. It helps all kinds of lactic acid and fats and, just everything that we accumulate, the fats, the chemicals, the toxins from the blood. And even NASA uses the infrared saunas. They use it for cardiac conditioning for the astronauts. They say that a 30-minute sit, which we usually sit about 20 minutes in a sauna, it's a 30-minute sit is advantageous to the cardiovascular system as a 6-mile run. And you can lose, say, even like 300 calories in a sit, in a 20-minute sit.
Do you do this at, in your facility?
I have a sauna here at my place. I have a treatment room. I do massage and sauna, and I'm also a yoga instructor and raw food teacher. I have all kinds of classes. And so the sauna people just make appointments to come in. It's about a half an hour appointment, and you're 20 minutes in the sauna. It does not have to get very hot. So some people just say they don't like sitting in that much heat. We can do it very low. You can even go in there fully closed, and you can have an amazing experience. It takes the pain out of the body. I've had people with a backache go in. When they come out, back pain gone. And they say they feel really clean after that. That's how much it pulls out. So joint pain and just the whole boost to the metabolism and to your overall well-being is just amazing. So infrared heat is really just, it's fantastic.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very good to know.
Uh-huh. Well, we're down to our last 30 seconds.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, we've enjoyed having you on the show, and we do want to have you back because it sounds like you just have so much to share, and that's what the show is about, is sharing good news and information for healthier lifestyles. So, Stacey, thank you for being
thank
on
you,
our
Stacey.
Show.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, listeners, thank you for being with us today. Stay tuned for next week's show. We're going to have Maureen Whitehouse, who's the author of Soulful Eating. And that should be another fabulous show. We love you. Thank you for your support. And
thank
we're signing
you.
Off.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.